This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. They say two people are dead and dozens hospitalized after a mass overdose in Middle Georgia. They say two people dead, and they believe they overdosed on Percocet. But we have dozens right now in the hospital, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Spokeswoman Nellie Miles said reports are still coming in, and the number of deaths could increase. In the past 48 hours, emergency workers responded to reports of overdoses in Centerville, Perry, Warner Robins, and Albany. This is being reported by AJC.com. Responders found some people unconscious and not breathing who had to be put on ventilators. Now, we're not talking about everybody in the same room. It sounds like multiple people in the last 24 hours have overdosed on what we believe to be Percocet. And I don't know what the heck is going on. But unless this is exactly what seems to be happening throughout the country, where you will have spurts of, you know, mass casualties and people affected by narcotic overdose. I mean, was there a party last night? I mean, we're in the middle of the week, for crying out loud. What the heck could be going on? So we're going to keep you guys posted with that. Apparently, Miles said emergency workers had to give massive doses of naloxone. Now, Narcan is what we use to counter the effects of the pills. Apparently, they were taking yellow pills. Now, Percocet, oxycodone acetaminophen, Percocet, it's stronger than Vicodin. Although I've taken both for surgery and I really think ibuprofen, 800 milligrams ibuprofen really seems to work better. You got to be careful with your kidneys with that. But in terms of the strength of a pain reliever, I'll take an 800 milligram Motrin over Percocet any day. But that's just me. I guess maybe one of the generic forms of Percocet come yellow. I haven't seen Percocet 10, and I'm wondering if that's what it is. They say the GBI does not yet know exactly what the drug is. The fact that it's yellow, that doesn't make me think it's an actual Percocet brand or one of the basic generic forms of Percocet. Usually the narcotics are white. Now, we have to understand that many people spike these medications. So many of the pills on the street are laced with other medications. Remember we talked about that gray death? That gray death had carfentanil, which is a tranquilizer for elephants. It had fentanyl, one of the most powerful opioids on the market, plus something called pink, I guess a synthetic opioid as a cherry on top. And it's called gray death, and it looks like this concrete-looking substance that if you touch, you could overdose because your skin absorbs it. Crazy stuff. In a statement, the Georgia Department of Public Health called the unidentified substance extremely potent, which is why I don't think it's just simple Percocet. Even though that's potent, for them to say extremely potent with what we're dealing with fentanyl and gray death out there, my guess it's probably something that was souped up. In a statement, the Georgia Department, we already said that, public health officials also warned that while overdose reports have so far been limited to middle and south Georgia, the drugs may be sold on the streets in other parts of the state. So that could explain why you saw the multiple different areas, the different clusters of the different locations of people unfortunately overdosing. Maybe the drug just got out there, people purchased, went back home to their neck of the woods, took it at home, and unfortunately overdose. If they didn't know what they were taking, or if it intoxicated them to the point where they didn't know what they were doing and they took more, absolutely that could happen. They say public health officials say a rising tide of opioid addiction has been feeding an escalating public health crisis nationally and in Georgia. Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death among Americans under 50. In Georgia, they killed about 1,000 people a year between 2006 and 2014. So, that's frightening stuff. You know, we've talked about opioid addiction, and I know a lot of you, my listeners, I know a lot of you take opioids. I understand. You know, I mean, I have a prescription or two. Every time I get surgery done, I get a prescription. I have one 15-year-old prescription. I need to throw it out, but I'm afraid to throw it in the garbage because I don't want anybody to take it. I have a 15-year-old prescription of Percocet from when I had surgery years ago. And so, it was some, I don't know, ovary surgery or something. I've had, you know, multiple different, you know, issues. My ovary surgery was, so that's why it's now a 17-year-old prescription. And so, you know, opioids have their place. You know, if you have a surgery done or if you have a severe accident or some sort of procedure and you're in pain, that's exactly what these opioids are for. And that's what we want them out there for. Unfortunately, I think what we're seeing, and which is what we need to broadcast and what we need to publicize as quickly as possible, is maybe a lot of these overdose deaths are not the simple prescription you get from a pharmacist. Maybe what's happening is people are, just like Walter White in Breaking Bad, even though that was blue meth, but, you know, what we're looking at is people synthesizing and putting together these powerful medications. True, yes, you could get them from, get them from the pharmacy, like fentanyl, etc. But what they're trying to limit is the oxycodone, the hydrocodone, and we have a lot of you that take it, and many of you have reached out and said, look, I don't want my meds taken away. I'm not overdosing. My doctor is prescribing them. If he retires, how am I going to find another doctor, which we're going to talk about later on, through the month? You know, what do you do when your doctor leaves? People's doctors go on vacation. People's doctors retire. Some of them are so fed up with the healthcare system that they are, I'm out of here. And I don't blame them for wanting to be out of here. I don't blame them. I mean, this medical system stinks. You know, Obamacare practically put us under. It was probably one of the worst things you could do to the family doc on the neighborhood corner. So, we'll keep you posted on what's going on in Georgia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have another issue here. We have more than a dozen people who have been sickened by eating death cap mushrooms. First of all, how do you even like the taste of mushroom, let alone to actually want to eat them? Anyway, we have more than a dozen people in Northern California becoming seriously ill from eating these mushrooms that they gathered themselves. During the first 2 weeks of December 2016, so we're talking a while back, the California Poison Control System received reports of 14 people have been hospitalized after consuming Amanita phalloides, right, called wild death cap mushrooms. Mushrooms can be deadly, but all the patients in this outbreak were covered. Three of the patients required a liver transplant, including an 18-month-old infant. Are you kidding me? You fed the infant mushrooms. That's such a no-no. The cases occurred around the same time that Northern California saw a rise in the growth of wild poisonous mushrooms. You know, there's been a lot of rainfall in Northern California. So we have a lot more plants. We have a lot more vegetation. It was crazy. Usually when I drive back and forth from L.A., it's very kind of brown. You know, as you start to go more into the central part of California, and you actually see green. It's really, really pretty. Fortunately, wild poisonous mushrooms decide to sprout because they like the moisture as well. So they say this particularly large outbreak of serious mushroom poisonings may have been related to that spike in growth, but they can't prove it. They say inexperienced foragers should be strongly discouraged from eating any wild mushrooms. Is that what's going on out there? Are some of you guys foragers where you decide to go out into the wild and start eating mushrooms? They say only eat wild mushrooms if they have been evaluated by a trained mycologist. Now, mycology is the study of fungi. I remember having to take mycology in school. It wasn't a whole class like virology, but I remember we were doing our mycology section. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. You know, it's a microbiology, it's fungus. Fungus to me is one of the most boring of the whole microbiology topics because I really like looking about, you know, learning about bacteria and parasites and viruses. But unfortunately, fungus could be pretty deadly. The death cap mushroom is responsible for most deaths related to consumption of wild mushrooms worldwide. The mushroom contains toxins known as amanitin. Amanitin damages liver cells. So, unfortunately, you go into liver poisoning or liver failure. Up to 20% of people who consume the mushrooms will actually die. 5 of the 14 people became sick, had eaten the mushrooms together at a dinner. The 5 included a family of 3, the woman who prepared the dinner, a man, and their 18-month-old daughter. Among the woman's sister and a family friend, the woman had gotten the mushrooms from a stranger she encountered who had picked the mushrooms earlier that day in the mountains. Okay, this is where it's idiot upon idiot upon idiot. Okay, you got to get your produce and your, you know, I understand the idea of wanting to, you know, be one with nature and avoiding pesticides and man's involvement in our food. I get that. All right, but mushrooms are no, you know, anybody who's very well versed on being a vegan or being a forager or being, you know, somebody who, you know, wants to be more, you know, one-on-one with foliage on this earth, they know that certain mushrooms are bad. So I don't know if these are wannabes. I don't know what it was, but unfortunately they got their 18-month-old daughter involved. About 9 hours after eating the mushrooms, all 5 experienced nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, went to the emergency room within 1 to 2 days after their symptoms began. The patient spent about 6 days in the hospital. The daughter developed liver failure, and the little baby girl required a liver transplant. Then she discovered developed complications, including fluid buildup in the brain and permanent neurological damage. The woman's sister went to the ER within a day of her symptoms, was initially sent home with gastroenteritis, but she went back because the symptoms got worse. She also developed liver failure and needed a liver transplant. We don't have a lot of livers to transplant. The family friend did not consume as much of the mushrooms as the others, was hospitalized 2 days after their dinner. The friend also recovered 6 days and was released from the hospital. So what they did is they gave everybody IV fluids and this drug called psilocybin. Psilocybin is kind of derived from milk thistle. It is not approved for use in the United States, but they did receive the drug as part of a clinical trial to see whether it was effective at treating the liver problems resulting from eating these death cap mushrooms. They say the other people who became sick was a 37-year-old man who consumed 2 wild mushrooms he picked himself, 2 elderly women, 83 and 93, who ate wild mushrooms they got from a friend, 4 young men, 19 to 22, who consumed them because they thought they were psychedelic mushrooms, a 36-year-old man who ate mushrooms his friend picked on a hike, and a 56-year-old man who ate wild mushrooms and later needed a liver transplant. Now, this is not the biggest outbreak, obviously. In 2012, 30 people in California were admitted to the intensive care unit from mushroom poisonings. And that year, 5 people died. I remember talking to you guys about that. So, you know, be careful, people, okay? You know, first of all, it's a mushroom. So I don't understand why you would even think that that would be something, you know, worth eating. You know, mushroom is a fungus, and it's disgusting. But, you know, second, just because somebody decided to, you know, just because somebody decided to pick something up when they went on a hike, you know, you'll have to know. And maybe people don't talk about it, but I just remember growing up, you don't eat mushrooms. Now, what else is going on in Los Angeles? Well, in California. In Los Angeles, going south now, there is a mumps outbreak. Now, mumps has been going on now for a while. And let me pull up the latest. I wrote an article on this just to kind of give you guys some of the latest numbers. Hold on here. I want to give you some of the latest. But we're now seeing an outbreak in Los Angeles. Let's go there first. And now, unfortunately, there we go. All right, 40 people in Los Angeles County and surrounding areas have been infected with mumps. The majority of these cases are among men who have had sex with men, and some are women and heterosexual men with social connections to MSM cases, according to the department. MSM is men who have sex with men. Mumps is highly contagious, and it's transmitted through saliva. And so if there are behaviors that involve exchanging saliva that many of us did as kids, swapping lipstick, and I don't know why we did that, you know, chapstick. Can I borrow your chapstick? That was such a come on that people would use. Can I borrow your chapstick? And you're like, but I don't want your mouth on my chapstick. No, I don't want to share my chapstick with you. We'll do that, okay? But I guess people will share chapsticks. They'll share utensils, cigarettes. That will increase the spread of the virus. So we've talked about mumps before. It can include fever, fatigue, deafness. Can make you go deaf, salivary glands, swelling, and pain, which is why it looks like the mumps. If you go on my website, there's an article discussing it. And complications can include orchitis, which is inflammation of the testicles. Now, they say many of these cases of transmission of mumps occur in large venues, like athletic clubs, bars, theaters, nightclubs, etc. And some of these people who got sick were not vaccinated. Were vaccinated. So we had some people who weren't vaccinated, some who were maybe only, you know, partially vaccinated, only getting one of the shots. And then you had some that, yeah, they were fully vaccinated and they just didn't, they still got sick. So the department, Los Angeles County Health Department recommends people get completely vaccinated. People who might be infected should wear a mask and stay between 3 to 6 feet from other patients. They say also stay home and avoid public spaces for 5 days until their salivary glands begin to swell or until other symptoms clear. The salivary gland swelling happens later, but I would say if you see somebody with the mumps, just stay away from them and wait till it goes back down. Let me get you the latest numbers on this. Hold on a second. Thank heavens for Google. Okay. Let me see what the latest is. I don't know if we have, unfortunately, let me see here. I apologize. Washington has been seeing a huge outbreak with this as well. And we're seeing throughout the country sporadic cases. I think we are up to now, is it 2,000? 2,500 mumps cases since the start of 2017. Texas had at least over 221 mumps cases. That was since the last number since April. Per the CDC, 42 states, including the District of Columbia, Washington State had over 738 cases confirmed as of April 5th. Those numbers are higher now. We just don't have the latest. Now, last year is when we started to see the rise of mumps cases. There were 5,300 cases, but that was in all 50 states. Eight of the states had at least more than 100 cases. So Arkansas, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma, and Texas were some of the highest. They say mumps, you know, used to affect 186,000 people a year. But back in the late 1960s, that's when they started mass vaccination. And so we were able to bring those cases down significantly. So, many of our moms and grandmas or parents will tell you that, you know, they had the mumps. And it's some pretty bad-looking swelling. You don't even want to face people when you have it. But that's because that was pre-vaccination days. Since we've had vaccination, it's been better until now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
My husband husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, good job, guys. You're eating less salt. Americans are taking in less salt. They're buying less salty foods. They're picking less salt. They are eating less salt. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And, yes, I commend myself. Thank you. Thank you. Actually, I got to commend, like, Blake and Kyle and Manny, it's really the producers that are making you guys do it. Now, they're the ones going, you know, Dahlia, you sound like you're eating French fries. Stop eating the French fries and tell them to quit eating salt. And I'm like, you know, that's a good idea. maybe I should tell people to stop eating salt. So I put down the French fry and I go, guys, no salt. And then you do it. But I can't take the credit. The producers have to. So thank you. Especially Kyle. You guys don't get to hear Kyle. I got to get Kyle to come on. Yeah, he doesn't always come on. Yeah, we'll get him on one day. Anyway, so a survey of more than 172,000 households found that between 2000 and 2014, the amount of salt in the packaged food and drinks people bought was reduced by nearly 400 milligrams a day, dropping more than 2,300 milligrams to less than 2,000 milligrams a day. Yeehaw! They say at the same time, the salt content of packaged foods consumers purchase decreased 12%. I know, I don't like to eat as much anymore. Foods just don't taste as good. I have, in one of my offices, I have a box, which I really need to close up because they taste stale. But I have some low-fat Wheat Thins, and they just aren't as tasty as a real thing. So I don't eat them as often, you see? They work, they're tasty, but they're not as tasty. I just notice I'm not enjoying food as much anymore. Oh, where were we? We were at a restaurant. We were in New York. New York City is supposed to have some of the best food in the whole entire country. And the two places I ate at had absolutely no seasoning to their food. I had a chicken sandwich, and the chicken was just blah. And that's got to be it. And then I went to a diner in the Bronx, and I had a chicken salad. And the chicken salad was so bland. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I mean, I've never had bad food in New York. Well, that's probably why. There's probably a bunch of salt restrictions. Anyway, yeah, it was horrible. I just didn't like what I was eating. All right. They say our findings suggest that U.S. households are getting less sodium from the grocery store than they did 15 years ago, yet sodium levels in packaged foods are still too high. Well, because no one's going to buy it. The researchers also found that the average salt content food consumers purchased decreased for all major packaged foods, including 49 milligrams less salt for every 4 ounces of condiments, sauces, dips, and salty snacks. Are you guys looking at every 4 ounces of your condiments, sauces, dips, and salty snacks? Well, do so. Less than 2% of U.S. households purchased packaged food and drinks with the optimal amount of salt. So the optimal amount of salt is like very little. You're not supposed to eat more than 2,300 milligrams a day, according to the American Heart Association. That is no more than a teaspoon of salt for your whole entire day. Now, that's doable, all right, if you don't eat a lot of packaged foods. Now, if you have a bagel, nope, there's salt. If you have Cocoa Krispies, nope, there's salt in that. All right, so if you have a piece of fruit, you have some cheese, well, there's salted cheese. It's really hard to do, all right? Ideally, they want us eating 1,500 milligrams a day, which is roughly about a half a teaspoon of salt per day. And so, you know, I don't add extra salt. I've never added extra salt. So I'm like, well, I don't have a salt problem. No, but I do eat out. That's an issue. I do eat, you know, I'll grab some cereal, put a little milk in it. There's salt in that. So, you know, unfortunately, salt, in order to make a food taste good, they're going to stick salt in it. They say most Americans consume far too much, about 3,400 milligrams, far above the recommended amount. Now, why is salt so bad? Well, your body doesn't expect, remember, your body was never built to have salty foods, or it was never built to have, you know, packaged, like I like some of those lean cuisines. That's not what the body was expected to eat, okay? We used to not preserve our food. What we used to do in the olden days is have our livestock. And then when it was time to eat, we would kill the livestock, and then we would eat the livestock, right? That's how we would do things. So you didn't have to curate. You didn't have to cure it, and you didn't have to salt it. Now, when somebody figured out that that's what you could do to make the food last longer, that was revolutionary in how we could eat and how we could keep food on the shelves for a long period of time, adding salt. Salt was a preservative and protected. All right? Helped keep things moist because it knows how to draw on water. There's a variety of things that salt does. And so they found out that our food not only helps preserve it, but it could also help with the taste and make food taste better. And adding salt to things was like, la. Okay? I had no idea that I liked french fries because of salt. Until I was in college and somebody added salt to the french fries, and I'm like, no wonder they taste so good. I just thought fries were fries. You know, so you know, when I have that ah moment, okay, with salt, I understand why, you know, that's why restaurants do what they can do to get salt in there. So you guys have to just, you have to eat out less. You have to eat less packaged foods. Some people go, look, I'm not eating out. I'm eating in. Well, what are you eating in? Like, you know, one thing I eat a lot for lunch, which I shouldn't, they're called Lunchables. Right? They're those little things that have the little turkey meat, the little cheese. So they're very little baby things. And it's a small lunch. Okay? There's a little drink in there. There's a little candy in there. And so it's and I could be full on that. Still too much salt. Dr. David Katz, president of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, says sodium intake has recently become a controversial topic in medicine, but the debate is largely about where to draw the line. It remains clear that most Americans eat much more than any optimal amount, and that reduced intake could be beneficial to health. So the findings were published June 5th. Basically, we're eating too much. Another thing we're doing is we're playing too much with our pet chickens. Okay, have you guys heard about that? All right, apparently, we are becoming more and more infected with salmonella. 370 people have been infected with salmonella so far this year, according to the CDC. Why? Because people are playing with chickens and little pets. All right? They say the department, CDC, pointed to 8 separate outbreaks across 47 states between January and May. The majority of the cases documented by the CDC stemmed from people petting and having close contact with backyard chickens. 83% of people infected with salmonella had contact with live poultry just a week before they got sick. So what are symptoms of salmonella? Well, you get abdominal cramps, you get fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. This could last anywhere between 4 and 7 days. They say the CDC says most cases go untreated, and people can typically recover from the sickness on their own, but sometimes we do need antibiotics. And severe cases of salmonella can make you die. So salmonella poisoning is not fun. Now, thus far, thank God, no deaths have been reported. But 71 people have been hospitalized in connection with salmonella, 36% of whom the CDC were kids under the age of 5. Now, last year, we had 895 people. That was like a record high of people infected with salmonella. 209 people had to seek treatment, and 3 people died. In a survey conducted last year, the CDC found that half of the people infected were snuggling little baby chicks and ducklings regularly. 46% of patients said they let their poultry inside their homes. So letting your chicken go buck buck around your house to see what the cats will do is not a good idea. The other thing, too, is, you know, people love posting selfies. And posting a picture of you with a little baby chicken by your face, that's a picture that's going to get a lot of likes. Trust me, it's going to get a lot of likes after picture. So I think a lot of people are doing that. They say in 2006, a popular vendor told the New York Times that it shipped more than 3,000 birds to New York City within the last 3 years. And the birds are I guess, bird keepers. You know, I guess there is a market for that. So we don't want live poultry in areas where food is prepared. You know, you also want to make sure that when you, you know, clean your cutting, your chopping board, you don't want to sit there and splash water all over the place. There's a lot of mistakes we're making with cleaning. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. But just be smart. Wash your hands. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel, I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I hate these articles that tell us we're doing it wrong, but unfortunately, sometimes we really need to listen, and then we kind of change things up a little bit. And so apparently there are mistakes we make when we clean. This is a very interesting article out of Daily Mail that can actually make our home dirtier. And so I thought I'd kind of read this to you. This comes from Expert Home Tips. And apparently there are blunders we're all guilty of when it comes to domestic chores. And some of them could even mean that a lot of the work we're doing is going to waste. So they say when you wash your chopping boards, they say when you wash them up, sometimes it unfortunately splatters. And we've talked about that. All right. So if you want to eliminate harmful bacteria, not washing it with soap and water may not actually do the trick when we're talking about our chopping boards. So they say maybe try soaking them in bleach after every use. I don't know if I want to advocate that because I don't like chemicals being on our plates and our utensils, etc. But soap and water may not be doing the trick if we're not washing it well enough. They also recommend to avoid spraying polish onto furniture. They say don't spray polish directly onto furniture because it's going to build up over time and then it gets harder to remove. Instead, they say spray the cleaning solution onto a cloth first and then wipe it over the furniture. Now, I don't have furniture that needs to be polished, okay? I have these, you know, couches that are faux leather. I think they're faux, right? Oh, am I supposed to be polishing the leather or the faux leather? We just take a wet rag. All right, well, I guess polish. Spray it onto your cloth. Okay? They say this method, according to Expert Home Tips, prevents any marks or stains being left on afterwards, and you'll use less product. Now, a lot of people like feather dusters. I love feather dusters. It's so cute. You know, they're a little fluffy, and then you kind of, you know, stick it in people's faces. Well, don't do that because they have dust. They say feather dusters do not remove the dirt. All they do is they just transfer dust from one place to another. Instead, use microfiber cloths with a little bit of water that will pick up the dust much more effectively. Yeah, I never understood that. When I was little, you know, I had to do my chores, and obviously, and my chores included taking the feather duster and just waving it around and dusting off the dirt. But the dirt would go off the desk, or it would go off the mini blinds, or it would, you know, so that just never made sense to me. So I didn't know what. So you're just moving things around. That's just what happens. Washing windows on a warm day. They say a warm day might seem like a perfect time to go outside and clean the windows. They said, but the sun is going to evaporate the water and the cleaning solution before you've had time to finish, which is why you get streaks. And you see, that's interesting because every time I try to clean the glass in my house or try to clean, yeah, there's these huge streaks. If you make the bed too often, oh, good, because I never make my bed. I probably should, so spiders and stuff can't get into it, but I just don't make the bed. And the cats like it because they sleep where I slept, and then they have the blankies all around them. You know when you throw the blankets? Yeah, there's a little baby cove, and the cats love the cove. The dog, he makes his own cove, but the cats love my cove. Because my cove, it's mommy cove. Mommy cove is so nice. They say making the bed might be one of the first things you do after you wake up, but it is, in fact, one of the worst cleaning mistakes that can be made. They go, when we make our beds, we're trapping bacteria, dust mites, and dampness inside. That creates an environment that encourages the multiplication of germs. Leaving our covers thrown back, we allow our sheets to properly dry out and aerate the bedding. This makes dust mites and bed bugs much more unlikely. That's why I don't make my bed. I always thought making the bed was stupid. My mom would be like, make your bed. And I understand making the bed is supposed to be more of a regimented type of thing. You know, I mean, that's what you do in the military. You know, have to, you know, be regimented. I get that, okay? You know, have some sort of regimen. See, I could use a word multiple times. It's a good word. If it's a good word, I'm allowed to use a word multiple times. But I, you know, you sweat in the bed. You want to air it out. Just, yeah. The vacuum cleaner. All right. They say sometimes cleaning the vacuum cleaner may not be a good idea. They say hairs can be tricky as they often wind their way around the base of the cleaning device. That can affect their ability to function properly. To ensure it keeps working, make sure you remove the hair and any other bits of dirt that have become entangled after each use. Do not allow cleaning products. Let me see. Hold on a second. Spraying cleaning products onto surfaces and wiping them straight away doesn't work. You need to be patient. Oh, yeah. Cleaning products. Okay, you let them sit to work. All right. Remember that one commercial, right, in the 80s where they would spray the spray? And the spray would start dealing with the dirt, Somebody had like mud in the shower. I don't know how you get mud on the shower wall, but there was some sort of mud substance on the tile, the white tile in this commercial from the 80s. And so what the lady did is she sprayed it. And while the announcer was talking, it was working. So that's what I do. I will just spray the stuff and I'll leave. And then I'll come back and do the wipe down. But a lot of cleaning products will start doing some of the work. So let them do that. Flushing the toilet with the lid open. Yeah, this is a big no-no, and I've told you guys not to do that because all the stuff comes back up into the air 6, 8, 10 feet away. So you need to close the lid. So after you clean the toilet and after you go, close the lid and then flush. Yeah, we need to talk about that, where the toilet spray goes and how your toothbrush should not be near the toilet. It's pretty bad. A wet toilet brush. They say toilet brushes need to dry after they've been used because your wet toilet brush will build up fungus and bacteria and make it more dirty. You got to clean your cleaning tools. All right? If you clean with stuff, you got to keep them clean. Okay? If you don't wear rubber gloves, that's an issue. Okay, you need a durable barrier between your hands and the outside world because if you're cleaning, you're going to get it all over. And, look at your, one thing I want to say is look at your vacuum. You know, my vacuum will spray dust as it vacuums, and I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So make sure you invest in a real good vacuum, not something cheap. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lyme disease, like illness, can kill within 15 minutes. And this was after a bite was reported in Maine. Now, we talked about the Powassan virus, all right? Two new cases of this dangerously and potentially fatal tick-borne illness has health officials in Maine on high alert. It differs from Lyme disease, and it can be transferred from tick to human in a matter of minutes. The reason why it's Powassan virus is different from Lyme disease is a bacteria. Powassan is viral, and viruses act pretty quickly. So they say if you catch Lyme early, you can take antibiotics. Like for those of you that have a deer tick on you, we'll tell you to take 200 milligrams of doxycycline times one. Just take, or two 100 milligram doxycycline pills in one shot. We tell you to do that. Well, you can swallow one at a time. And that should hopefully prevent you from getting Lyme early. But the virus, there's not really much you could do. Now, Dr. Kent Holtorf, a Lyme disease expert and medical director, said the symptoms of Powassan are much more severe than Lyme, and they could quickly reach a patient's brain, leading them to susceptible long-term neurological damage. The patients in Maine began presenting symptoms in late April and were hospitalized with encephalitis. They've been discharged and are continuing to recover. Not all patients will have symptoms and will be impacted by the infection, but those who do can get the headache, the vomiting, the fever, the weakness, the confusion, the seizures, the memory loss, and unfortunately, in 10 to 15% of cases, they prove fatal. So we are talking about a tick-borne disease, and we are coming into the height of tick season that can give you a disease that could kill you. Do not get ticks. Now, they say in terms of the risk of you getting it, it is still low. But there are going to be people that get it. Some will have symptoms, some won't, but those that are unlucky could have severe brain damage. According to the CDC, these last two cases bring Maine's total count to 9 since the year 2000. Holtorf said the overall recent spike in tick-borne illnesses has to do with warmer temperatures during the two previous winters. I was just in New York. It was gorgeous, but it was rainy, so we didn't do a lot outside, but it was nice. All right, guys, be careful. Cover up. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.